Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. This is Tee to Green, the golf show. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with the president of Live Positive, Golf Positive, Debbie O'Connell. The Duke, Robert DeCoz, is our studio engineer and producer, and we are back and ready to talk golf. Thank you for listening, and thanks for being the most important part of what we do. On today's show, two fantastic guests will be joining us. We've got coach, consultant, author Jack Dillon back on the show. He will join us later in the hour to talk about the business of golf. It's getting really expensive to play golf these days, and it's beginning to affect other aspects of the game and other areas of the golf industry. We will talk to Jack about that and more later in the show. But up first, one of the best female golfers ever to tee it up returns to Tee to Green. Over the course of her professional career, Rosie Jones won 25 tournaments around the world, 13 LPGA titles, and she went 7-for-7 as a player on the U.S. Solheim Cup team. She was also the captain of the American team at the Solheim Cup in Ireland back in 2011. And, of course, she was part of the U.S. team last week in Virginia when the Americans recaptured the Solheim Cup for the first time since 2017. And Rosie Jones, who hasn't been with us a while, will be back with us again today right here on Tee to Green.
I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and you can listen anytime, anywhere, anyplace on the SXM app, the Sirius XM app. Tee to Green, also live, streamed every Sunday on sportsbyline.com. I'm Jay Ritchie with Debbie O'Connell. We are teeing it up and talking golf with Rosie Jones next, right here on Tee to Green.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I love iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists.
iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
Create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio.
Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Golfers, listen, because we speak their language every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hi, everybody, and welcome in. I'm Jay Ritchie. Debbie O'Connell is with us, the president of Live Positive, Golf Positive. We've got Robert DeCosa in Master Control, and we are ready to talk a little golf today. I think Debbie's had an interesting week decompressing a little bit after last week's exciting Solheim Cup win by the American team. Deb, how you doing?
I am still so over the moon excited for what happened at the Solheim Cup, and I am already looking forward to the Netherlands so that we can travel with a bunch of Americans and cheer on our team again to retain the cup. But it was such an exciting event, you know, and what was so much fun, and Rosie will speak on this, I'm sure, the difference now with the music playing on the first tee, the cheers going on as the U.S. team members are actually hitting their tee shot. It's such a neat environment. I still think about it and smile and get that excited feeling.
Yeah, I was looking for you on TV. Did you? I didn't see you, but I did catch all of your Facebook posts that you put on all week long. So it looks like you had a great time.
I really did. I was front row looking down the first tee, and I was on the first tee every time, except last week when I was doing this show. It was the first time I wasn't on the first tee since 2011 when Rosie Jones was the captain that year. I was on the first tee for every shot there. But I did get some text messages from people with pictures of me that they must have paused the recording or been recording and then went back and took a snapshot and said they saw me on TV.
Well, I'm glad you not being on the first team, but being here on Tee to Green instead didn't jinx the American girls as they got the cup back. On the show today, later in the hour, Jack Dillon's going to be here. Jack's a guy who wears a lot of hats. He's a coach. He's an author. He's a consultant. And I like him because he always comes on the show and talks about what's going on in the golf business, the business of golf, and he will join us later in the hour in the second half of the show. Our first guest, speaking of Solheim Cup, was there. She was the captain of the 2011 team in Ireland. She went 7 for 7, 7 wins and 7 tries as a member of the U.S. Solheim Cup team during her playing career before retiring from the LPGA Tour in 2006. Now she's playing on the LPGA Legends Tour. She's got a bunch of things going on. out of the Ohio State University. We welcome back to the show Rosie Jones. Hello, Rosie. How are you?
Hi, Jen. I'm doing great. How y'all doing? Hi, Debbie.
Hey, Rosie. It was so great to see you at the Solheim Cup. What an experience that must have been for you. You know, you get together with so many of the past captains between Nancy Lopez, Beth, Daniel, Meg Mallon, Patty Sheehan, Pat Bradley, Pat Hurst, Julie Inkster, and Judy Rankin as the commentator. Share with us a little behind the scenes, Rosie. What is that experience like when you all get together and the whole atmosphere at the Solheim Cup?
Well, you know, I tell you what, it was really great to have, I think, 11 of us past captains there this year. And honestly, I haven't been back to a Solheim Cup in maybe about 9 years. But I do see all of these people out on the Legends Tour. And but to be back in that setting to, you know, come together as a team and be there rooting and helping with this year's, with Stacy's team was really a lot of fun. And, you know, we were able to go and have dinner with the team the night before the first round. And Stacy had us come in and just, you know, be there to meet with family and friends. And then she kicked out everybody, and it was just the team and the past captains there and a few of the caddies. So it was really fun to just see the different personalities off a golf course. And because, you know, just I don't know any of these players except watching them on TV. So, you know, having the long history that I've had with the Solheim Cup, it was really fun to watch, you know, their excitement, their passion. They're different personalities, which is really, really fun for me.
Did you notice any nerves of the, especially the rookies? You know, we had Laura Coughlin. She was an older rookie. But and what advice would you give them? I know everyone's nervous when they're representing the country, even if they've been there before, and you can speak on that for yourself as well. But what would you say, or what did you say to some of those players?
Well, you know what, we just, we had a talk where at the end where the past captains could, you know, give their 2 cents, and there was a lot of really good, you know, information going out there, and I think this really set up for Sunday's singles. I spoke about a putt that I had made on Saturday of the 2005 on the last hole on a Saturday that set us up to be in really good position, even though it was a tie because Sophie Gustafson topped me off after making about a 45-foot putt. But to hold on to that point, thinking maybe I'll get a point, but getting the half is really, really important when it's coming down to the nuts and bolts of the Solheim Cup because on Sunday singles, anything can happen. And if you look at that scoreboard, I mean, there was a lot of ties and a few blue down at the bottom. And I happened to walk in with Kupcho because I was, you know, helping the captains on the radio, relaying scores and stuff like that. But we as the captains really just said, you can't ever give up. You get them down, you keep them down. We're all going to be out there supporting you. But, you know, basically go have fun. And, you know, keep your composure is really what we were trying to tell them.
We're talking to former Solheim Cup captain and player Rosie Jones with us today here on TD Green. Rosie, the role of the past captains, they've always been involved to some extent. I know the U.S. has leaned on Julie Inkster and Nancy Lopez in the past and the Europeans turn to players like Annika Sorenstam in the past, but it seems like the role of the past captains has really expanded. Is that something new? Is that something Stacy Lewis instituted, or how did that all come about?
Well, you know, when we went over to Ireland, I thought it was really important. I've always been about, you know, savoring the history of the Solheim Cup, and as a past captain, we're invited to come in. And we're given a flight over there in a hotel room. And in the past, there were years where we just didn't have a big role. It was really up to the captain to bring us into the fold and, you know, involve us as much as they wanted to. And a few captains, yeah, Beth Daniel and Meg Mallon, you know, they've been really big supporters and have helped in a lot, and as Julie has, and so has Nancy Lopez. And but it's really up to the captain to bring in who they want. I as a captain had Kathy Whitworth over there. I had Patty Sheehan and Pat Bradley and all these players, all these past captains helping me. And yeah. Stacy was my rookie at the time. But I'm glad that she's kind of picked up that role and seen, you know, similar to what I have, the history of the Solheim Cup and how these past captains can be a major role.
Rosie, what did you notice? You were in the very first Solheim Cup in 1990, and now you were there on the sideline and then involved walking with Jennifer Kupcho and totally involved in this one. What has been the biggest difference you've seen in the Solheim Cup?
Well, the competition is very, you know, much the same. It's fierce, you know. I feel like these players are bigger and stronger than what we were back in 1990. But then I remember that I'm two sizes smaller than I was when I was playing professional golf, you know, full time. But the biggest thing is the first tee and all of the big grandstands out on the golf course, you know, and the pavilions, you know, all the vending that is going on to take care of the 120,000 patrons they have out there. But the first tee, and I know you are, you know, the first tee queen out there, and but walking out the first day before it started just to look at that stadium, and we were lucky if we had some bleachers, and the biggest bleacher we had was at the 2005 at Cricket Stick, where you felt like there was like this big U right around the first tee, so it was just kind of enveloped you, and we thought that was really cool. And now we've hit the big time, but wow, now with all the music and the vibe and all the people dancing and singing and, you know, just all this room out on the first tee when players come out and whoop it up, and you know, it was just really fun to see. I really enjoyed it. It was, you know, it was so serious back when I first got there. We were full of nerves and, you know, trying to put our game face on. And now everybody is just, you know, whooping it up on the first tee. But as soon as they hit that ball, it's all business.
Rosie Jones is all business. She's with us today, former Solheim Cup captain for the U.S. team and a member of seven winning U.S. Solheim Cups. She's currently playing on the LPGA Legends Tour. She's going to do a couple of segments with us and stick around for another segment after we take a quick break right here. Rosie Jones joining us today on Tee to Green. We've got the Solheim Cup First Tee Queen, Debbie O'Connell as well. I'm Jay Ritchie. We'll be right back with more of Tee to Green right after this.
It's Marty Terrell. Listen for Don Attanasio, the Purposeful Life Coach, is part of Sports Overnight America and calling all sports twice weekly.
A bad day is not a bad life. Some days can be challenging. Just know that you are not alone. Breathe and act like your best self. Take a break, a walk, a nap. Listen to music or call a friend. Treat yourself to your favorite food or a drink. Be kind to yourself. Some of my best days came right after a difficult day. Reflect on the difficulties and ask yourself, is there a lesson here? There usually is. Often this is a moment where I focus on what I have and what I am grateful for. Start to see what is going right while things may not be going the way you would like them to.
PurposefulLifeCoach.com. Don Attanasio on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. We do it every Sunday right here at Tee to Green, the golf show, along with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. Our guest is Rosie Jones, who was with the U.S. Solheim Cup team last week in Virginia when they recaptured the cup for the first time since 2017. Rosie was there as a past captain and was part of the team, part of the team room, walked the course with golfers throughout the Solheim Cup. And how much of a part were you in the celebration afterward, Rosie? Take us to the team room and what happened when the TV cameras went away. How much partying was going on?
Well, that's funny because as a past captain, you know, we have the closing ceremonies, and that was really a lot of fun. It's short and sweet, you know, and then from there, the team really kind of goes off on their own. They have their own bus. They're at their team room, and most of us past captains, you know, being really tired after a long day and then the celebration, we're, you know, riding in the bus back to our hotels. Stacy invited us to their team party later that night, which I heard was a lot of dancing and, you know, just celebratory yelling and, you know, just having a lot of fun. I think the girls were even tired, but they're on, you know, overtime energy and with the caddies and their families and everything. So there is a lot going on. But when I got up in the morning to go to the after Solheim Pro-Am on Monday, which I got to play the Robert Trent Jones Golf Course, which is really a treat, there were several of them in the lobby getting ready with their luggage, going out the door at 8:30 in the morning. So they're true professionals. You know, they know how to play and they know how to party and get up and get ready for the next week.
There you go.
I had someone who traveled with me on my trip. Had the great experience of being on the flight with Meghan Keane afterwards, and they said she looked like she partied all night. So good for her. She, you know, speaking of Meghan Keane, she is fiery. She is energetic. She gets the crowd going. And Rosie, that was you when you played on the Solheim Cup. You were always described as the fiery one out there playing on the team. How important is it for a team to have someone like like you when you are on the team with that fiery personality and like Megan, I think, brings to the current teams?
Yeah, you know what? Megan King was really great. She, you know, would come out on the first tee and just really get everybody going, just letting them know how much she appreciates them and that how excited she was to be playing in the Solheim Cup and then going out and playing well. And I was on the bus when we had that dinner with the players. She was on the bus the entire time, dancing, playing crazy music, and, you know, just fiery all the time. And, you know, me, I think that's sweet that you're putting me in the same family as Megan, because, you know, for me, I drew that off the fans and our players, and I just had so much fun. I had so much appreciation for being able to represent my country and take this week, this opportunity to really celebrate that and, you know, and do that in the team room too. There was times when, you know, you're worried or hurt or tired, but for the most part, you know, we were there celebrating each other, pumping each other up and, you know, encouraging each other to take on the next challenge.
So,
and how different is it, Rosie, when you're fiery at the Solheim Cup, right? You're bringing it. And then on the LPGA Tour, is the personality different there? Now it's individual. You won 13 times out on the LPGA Tour, had an incredible career. Is the personality different? I know you were still fiery out there. Is it different, though, than the team atmosphere of a Solheim Cup?
Well, yeah, sure. It's different, you know, but at the same time, you know, I think that was my personality. I was very personable with our fans and volunteers and media and other players, you know, of my competitors. But at the same time, you know, I let that personality of me come out. And I mean, I remember, you know, when we were younger and even towards the end of my career, I would be on the range singing. And other people would start joining and singing with me. And, you know, I just don't see that happening out there now. Everybody's, you know, so into their own entourage and their teachers and everything being there that, you know, you really can't let go. And I just always felt, you know, free to be me. And, you know, it was, you know, there was times when you're much more serious and yeah, you don't have the team backing you up when you're out on the LPGA. It is different that way, but at the same time, you have to let your personality be who you are that day.
So for Rosie Jones, the Solheim Cup is behind you. There's still a lot of the golf season remaining. You are still playing on the, LPGA Legends Tour and running your business as well. What's next for Rosie Jones?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing right now that's been my passion for the last couple of years. And as as my competitive days start to slow down, I'm not going to play any more major tournaments on the Legends Tour. I'm going to start but the last 20 years, I've been mentoring other young players. And since I moved to Hilton Head, South Carolina, I've partnered with the Women's South Carolina Golf Association. They have a junior golf foundation. And I started and developed a mentoring program. And we give scholarships to girls so that they can get paired with a mentor in their area, in their town where they live in South Carolina. So I'm hosting a big tournament. I've kind of adopted a high school event. It's happening this weekend, actually, in just a few days. And I have six other legends coming down to help me do a mentoring experience with these girls. And it's going to be a fun, really fun week. And with the money that we raise from the Pro-Am and sponsors, we give it back to the girls so that they can so that we can pair them up with a mentor. A qualified mentor in their city. So it's really been a rewarding program for me to start, and this is our second year. And you know, that's just where my passion has gone. You know, I'm done with the competition. It's been a long 40 years for me, and my body is just kind of telling me no. And, you know, I'm turning 65 in a couple months, and I think I feel like finally I can tell myself, you know, it's okay if you're not, you know, producing golf shots anymore and money from golf. So I think it's time to, you know, for me to give back. And it's just been so much fun and rewarding to do that.
Well, Rosie, you look amazing. No one would ever guess you were 65 for sure. And you look like you really stay in amazing shape. So keep that body healthy, because you're such a great influence in this world of golf. You know, what specifically does the mentorship program look like? Is it a one-on-one? Is it group? How does that work?
It's really one-on-one. You know, I work with one of my players. You know, we go out on the golf course, and it's mostly on the golf course work. You know, it's course strategy, it's club selection, you know, risk reward decisions. You know, how to handle your emotions, and not to sabotage yourself on the golf course when you do make a mental mistake or, you know, a golf shot goes awry or a couple holes go bad. And so when a girl wins a scholarship through different criteria on her application, we are trying to set her up with a former college golf coach or a former LPGA or Legends Tour player. And so that they can start working with them and observing a young kid on the golf course, watching them, how they react to certain situations, you know, when they're pulling, you know, trying, you know, silly shots when they don't really have that shot, you know, making decisions like that, just watching them, observing them, it gives them a lot of feedback to go back. And the next time you work with them, you know, you have a whole list of things that you want to work with them on. And, you know, golf at this age, we're talking about from like 14 to 17, 18 years old, you know, it's a marathon, and not everything just comes right away. So it takes time, it takes work, you see progress. When the light bulb goes off in the kid, you know, I just come home going, oh my God, she hit this most incredible shot, or she made this really great decision, you know, played this hole remarkably well, and or put together two rounds, you know, under par. So it's just really fun.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware, and one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. It's Tita Green, The Golf Show, Jay Ritchie alongside Debbie O'Connell, Robert Dukosis in Master Control. We'll get to our next guest in a moment, but a quick reminder from our friends at Divot Magazine about Colorado's premier golf discount program. We're talking, of course, about the 2024 Green Saver, still good. In fact, I used one of my Golf Saver, Green Saver coupons just on Friday, and I'm going to use another one this coming week. They're good till the end of the year. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, check out the Green Saver. Now available in book or mobile format, you can save with half-offs, two-for-ones, other discounted green fees. There are discounts on carts, equipment, club fittings, lessons, golf travel, and more. All of that for just $49. And the best part, the more you play, the more you're going to save. For $49, you can enjoy some great golf without breaking the bank. For more information or to order, check out greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com. And never pay full price to golf again. Speaking of paying full price, our next guest is going to talk a little bit about that. We love having Jack Dillon on the show because he wears so many hats, coach, consultant, author, and he keeps his finger on the pulse of the golf industry and brings a lot to the table every time he's on the show. We welcome Jack Dillon back to Tee to Green. Hello, Jack. How you doing?
Good morning, Jay. How are you? Debbie, how are
good.
You? Doing fantastic, Jack. Very nice to meet you and have you on.
The last Thank time you. We had Thank Jack you. On, back in March, we also had you on the show, Debbie. You were a guest. You weren't hosting at the time. So it's kind of we kind of came to full circle here with you now hosting the show. Jack, get in line. You might be the next host at Tee to Green.
Hey, great minds think alike.
Yeah. So when we had you on back in March, you know, we were just coming out of winter. Everybody was optimistic looking at the 2024 golf season. We talked about some of the trends and some of the things that were happening. Now, as we're sort of almost ready to wind down the 2024 season, what do you think? How was golf in 2024?
Well, rounds were still strong and have been strong. People continue to play, whether it's private, whether it's public, semi-private, they're all playing golf. And in some cases, it's still tough to get a tee time. What has changed is merchandise sales have changed. Hard goods sales, golf clubs, and those categories are down. Consumables like golf gloves, balls, are still strong. Technology is still strong. So people are still spending money. They're just really conservative in where they spend it. And obviously the last 4 years, there's been a lot of new golf clubs purchased and a lot of new hard goods purchased. So people are putting their dollars into either membership or another round of golf.
Yeah, one of the things we talked about the other day when I called you to see if you could join us today on the show, you mentioned we talked about the high cost of golf and how people are kind of pulling back on spending money on golf merchandise and golf equipment because the higher green fees are taking a big chunk of their money.
Yeah, and all the reports play that out, Jay and Debbie. The numbers are right in front of us, and people are spending their money to play because they continue to want the experience, but they don't need another golf shirt. They don't need another putter to play tomorrow. They just want to get out and play again.
Well, Jack, do you know of any stats with taking golf lessons, because I imagine some people may also choose to play rather than taking golf lessons, and if the lessons have declined for professionals.
And the people I've talked to, Debbie, lessons are still strong. A good friend of mine works at PGA Superstore, and he's the head teacher at one of the big stores. And he's booked out through November. So people are still taking lessons. They still want to learn, and they still want to play golf with their family and friends. So lessons are still strong. There's a real changeover, though, for young people. Young people are spending a lot of their time on YouTube, getting a lot of content from YouTube, including instructional content. So YouTube is becoming another source for education and for learning golf that obviously in our day we just never had.
Did anybody see that?
There's also apps out there, right, Jack? There's not only YouTube, there's also apps out there where people can get their own stats, they can analyze them, and then there's some AI that can analyze the stats. So I would think some people are going that way besides the YouTube from the pros, the actual technology that can help them with their game as well. Are you finding
especially
the case too?
Especially young people are all looking for alternative sources for they're not watching golf on TV. They're getting their content from influencers on YouTube. They're looking for instruction in other places. So, yeah, there's a whole other generation of golfer and new golfer that are looking at brand new sources for things that you and I never had.
I could see the AI thing. I could see all the apps. But the YouTube, did anybody see that coming, or is that kind of a surprise?
I think it just all of a sudden one day, everybody under 40 was on it. People over 40 woke up one day and said, wow, look at this change. I mean, the PGA during the championship had the Creator Classic, which again is a bunch of golf influencers playing nine holes and really trying to sway the young people over to watch more golf on TV. So even the PGA Tour is getting into the act.
Well,
Jack Dillon is with us.
Though,
Jack
too,
is a coach, consultant, author, and I guess, Jack, you are a golf influencer too. Is that appropriate?
I guess I influence people with gray hair, I guess, and no hair. there's a certain segment that I talk to almost every week, and so we stay up on it, and it's fascinating what's happening now, Debbie and Jay, how the game is changing right in front of us. And it's more generational, and it's more economics. Things we see in the world of in just a regular everyday world is actually happening in golf. There are certainly the haves, where the private clubs there are amazing waiting lists, and then the have-nots, where although golf is strong, it's just a different breed of cat.
Jack, do you have any statistics from 2020, when there were a tremendous amount of new golfers coming into the game, because that was one of the few things you could actually do outside your home, and people could go play golf safely, and many people came into the game. How many of those people stayed with the game?
I think a lot of them are, Debbie. I did a presentation the other day where we talked about, there were 2.5 million new golfers that came through in COVID, during COVID, 600,000 women, 250,000 kids. And I think a lot of those are still playing, and because moms want the kids to play golf and want to keep them off the field of the collision sports. And I just think that, again, talking to all the people who run golf courses and own golf courses, times are still booming to get on a golf course.
Are you also keeping up with the trend of more young girls playing the game? The LPGA has their girls' golf program. We've hit over 1 million young girls who have participated with the goal of let's get the next million, the first tee, get so many junior golfers playing in, boys and girls, and we're all working on the diversity of young people coming in, and it's starting to influence the number of women, because so many years it was about 20% up to 22%, and that number's rising. Have you watched that trend as well over the years?
Yeah, and my former brand, Volvic, was deeply involved in the LPGA and girls golf. And, yeah, so we've kept on that. And, again, we'd love to see the kids continue to play. And girls golf is growing leaps and bounds, and I don't see that stopping. I think when you see what's happening with Augusta National and what they're doing for kids and just what the PGA is doing, there's just a lot, and the LPGA, there's just a lot of great swelling of growth that's helping kids find access and find instruction and find a place to play, and it's all good.
Yeah.
How will that influence the future of golf?
Well, I think anytime you can keep kids playing, you're going to influence generations. And right now, although we're not looking necessarily for more rounds of golf, we certainly need to change out. Let's face it, COVID is over, and we need a whole new idea to keep the growth coming and sustain all these new players that have joined the game, because it's one thing to be lucky and to watch what's happened the last 4 years. It's something else to build the experience and to maintain ways to keep those golfers coming, whether they're 11 years old or older.
Yeah, that's the challenge. I hate to sound a little negative, but we've got all these people playing now. It's harder to get a tee time, and when you do, it's really crowded at the golf course. And that tee time is costing a lot more than it did ever in golf. Is it kind of the imperfect storm building up for the game?
Yeah,
are we ready to deal with it?
I don't think we're ready to deal with it yet, at least not in the conversations I've had. The other thing we have to face is the fact that the work environment has changed. So back during COVID, people were working at home. They were leaving the house at 2 o'clock and going to play 9 or 12 holes after work. Now they're going back to work. So the access to get to the golf course is not the same as it was back in 2020 or 21 or 22. So we have to factor that in as well as we change over to this next paradigm.
I'm sure we even had some people in corporate America listening to the conference call and playing golf because they didn't have to participate in it during
yeah.
that time as well.
Yeah, since you can take the call from anywhere.
And I know you do a lot of consulting, right? You do consulting, you build businesses and organizations. How important is golf? You know, the stats showed for many years, 90% of CEOs play golf, and how the informal networking experiences were often used golf in corporate golf outings. How is the trend with golf in corporate America?
You know, Debbie, that's a great question, because it's not filtered down through the HR department and into it's only the bigger, smarter companies that are creating access for their employees to play, but it's not really trickled down to medium-sized companies creating an environment and creating access to the workforce. So people are pretty much still on their own, and they still have to kind of go find their own avenue to the first tee. But in some cases, in some places, it does work, and when there is access, it works well.
That's a good point. Maybe the topic of a future discussion too, how businesses can get their employees more involved and open up some avenues to and access to golf for them as well. That's a great point. Jack Dillon is with us. Jack, any final thoughts?
Well, I think that, again, as I said a minute ago, we have to get ready for a new paradigm. And again, COVID being over, we have to, number one, get more comfortable with the prices kind of coming down. We have to get comfortable with finding ways to maintain all these new players that have come into the game and create experiences that keep them coming back. And I don't think we're quite ready to deal with that yet, but we need to jump on that horse pretty quick.
All right. Speaking of coming back, we look forward to the next time you can join us. But thanks for doing this today, and best of luck with your next endeavors as well. Jack Dillon with us today here on Tee to Green, along with Jay and Debbie. We'll take a break and be right back.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
For nearly 10 years, Firehouse Subs guests have been asking for one thing. The return of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw Sandwich. Ready for a return to flavor paradise? The beloved sandwich is back for a limited time, featuring a blend of sweet, savory, and tangy flavors with irresistible King's Hawaiian bread, slow-smoked pulled pork, melted pepper jack cheese, and slaw. Transport your taste buds to flavor paradise. It pairs perfectly with the new tropical cherry limeade with a pineapple flavor twist. Available in original sparkling zero sugar and sparkling zero sugar. A portion of every purchase of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw will go to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation's Hawaii Disaster Relief Fund to support relief and recovery efforts in Hawaii. Since 2005, the foundation has awarded more than $77 million to first responders and public safety organizations across the country. To learn more, visit your local Firehouse Subs or visit www.firehousesubs.com. Sponsored by Firehouse Subs.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf, we like to call it here on Tee to Green. Another hour just flying by, but we're not done yet. Looking for golf this weekend. The ladies on the LPGA Tour in Cincinnati for the Kroger Queen City Championship at TPC Rivers Bend from Thailand. Thea Thitikul is at 16 under par. Lydia Ko, two back at 14 under, going to the last round today. Nellie Korda, top American, she's at 10 under. Six off the pace. Seniors are in Pebble Beach for the Tour Champions Pure Insurance Championship. Paul Broadhurst, a five-shot lead over Vijay Singh, going to the last round today. Broadhurst, 14 under. Vijay, 9 under. Two Americans, Paul Goidos and Doug Barron, at 8 under. Live Golf is in Texas for the Live Golf Dallas event. They played 2 days of match play, and today they'll wrap up with 18 holes of stroke play. It's on the CW Network if you want to watch Koepka, Rahm, Phil, Bubba, Bryson, Sergio, DJ playing for $50 million down in the Lone Star State. No PGA Tour event this week. They're getting ready for the President's Cup in Montreal next weekend, another team event. And, boy, that's going to do it. Well, a couple of great guests today, Debbie, and we covered a lot of territory talking to Rosie Jones and then turning around and talking to Jack Dillon. That was fun.
There's always a lot to talk about in golf, that's for sure, and hearing from those two awesome guests help our guests to get more knowledge, more insight, I mean, from Rosie, the behind the scenes, and then and her amazing career and how she then turns it around to give back is also phenomenal. You know what I'm impressed with, too, Jay? Nellie Korda and Anna Norquist are both, they're tied for fifth right now in this tournament after a week at the Solheim. I think that's really impressive. Watch Nelly. She's two under through five holes so far today.
Yeah, they turned it around, and now they're back on tour. Albin Valenzuela, who also played on the European team, she's in contention. She's just four off the lead heading into that final round today. But, yeah, fun show today. I knew it would be good. Anytime you can get Rosie Jones on, anytime you can get a guy like Jack Dillon and what he brings to the table, always lots of fun to talk to guests like that. And guess what, Gabby? We get to do it again next week.
I'm looking forward to it, Jay.
All right. Thanks. Good job today. Thanks to Robert DeCoz in Master Control. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.